That's my heart. Cupid shot me with the arrow from the start. And you know that it's your love that's got me trapped. Every time I try to leave, you bring me back. So much water at times, I cry the river.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo. And yeah. Greg's not here. Trish is not here. But Eric Reinhardt is there.
I am.
We got the best three in town here live.
Yeah. And we're going to, you know, I want to preface this show by saying if you are driving, I want you to get to some like abandoned warehouse or something like that.
Step out.
Yeah. And get out because you're not going to want to listen to Breakthrough Entertainment's dance show sitting down. We're going to make you dance all day today.
Ooh.
It's all in honor of Step Up, All In, just in theaters yesterday.
That's right.
Out. Well, step out. That's
actually
that's what someone else did out of the closet.
Actually, I ooh, what?
I don't know. I don't want to call them out.
Is this a step out of the closet show?
No. That's a different show. That's in 2015.
Oh, okay. I just heard
movie.
Closet.
Yeah, in 2015 it'll be okay in all 50 states.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. And unless you're in Iraq.
That okay. is a state, kind of. That place is crazy, man.
It's almost a
state of craziness.
It could, crazy. Yeah. Real crazy.
But, yeah, so get to an abandoned warehouse or, you know, some other places that you might do some dancing, you know, one of those storage places.
A dance studio right next door. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Right next door, there's a dance studio.
Well, why didn't...
In that green building.
Should we have them come over here?
If you want to go over there and have him as a guest.
Oh,
sure.
Awesome.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
I'm not sure it's open right now. It's early on a Saturday.
Like Fred Astaire type dancing?
No, it's more like a step out type of place.
Oh, really? Like, what's it
step
called?
Step up. Excuse me.
Like hip hop dancing.
Hip hop, yes.
Yes, I believe it's kind of like that place.
Yeah, break dancing. And...
Oh, break dancing. Yeah. I thought that was out a long time ago.
80s, isn't it?
Well, it's all kind of just.
But they
like
did that
active.
In the movie. They did some break dancing.
Yeah, they did some break
and
dancing.
Some good
some
ones.
Bobby Brown, old school type stuff.
I saw Ping Pong Summer last night as well.
You did?
And they had some really bad break dancing in that.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Ping Pong Summer, never heard of that.
We reviewed it. Remember I had the ping pong in here?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Wow, where was I?
You were sitting right across from me.
Oh, yeah,
Susan
that's right.
Sarandon, do you recall?
Oh, I remember her, Tim...
Robbins.
Robbins. They broke up, though.
Yes.
But do you blame them? She looks like a grandma now.
Okay. I think she looks pretty good for her age, actually.
No, in that one movie, the bad movie. Oh, no, Tammy.
Tammy.
She looked like a grandma. But usually she looks pretty good. Right.
Yeah.
Was she supposed to look like her grandma?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, in the movie
okay,
she was.
Well, then there you go.
Okay, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a great movie. A great show.
Great show.
Today.
Don't spoil any reviews
yeah, not the
yet.
Movie. Yeah. But the
well,
show.
Don't spoil any. Yeah. We got a lot of movies we're going to talk about today, but we're going to talk, you know, primarily about Step Up All In. We're going to play dance music, dance flick music throughout the show. You know, there's been a lot of them and we're going to try to cover a majority of them, but not all of them, of course.
Oh,
there's been a lot of them.
Now I get the reference of Out of the Closet.
I don't.
Oh, ha, ha. Okay.
I don't get it.
No, I'm going to tell you something in a second that you're going to blow that away about my, you know, graffiti crawl last week. So just hold
on.
Put a pin on that.
I bet somebody was there that.
Put a pin in that for just a moment. While
Pinterest.
Oh,
Pinterest.
Wow. So
look at you, social media savvy.
Does it start with a B like is in Bobby?
No, we'll get to that too. Hold on.
I'm excited.
I know. I'm excited too. But, you know, we've got a lot of guests today as well.
Oh, that's right.
I was really excited. I put a pitch out there, you know, try to find a dancer, you know, someone from the entertainment industry who dances. We got a triple threat on today.
We do.
You know, normally we like to have on our practical perspectives.
Yeah.
You know, someone that encompasses the real themes of whatever movie we're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, today we've got a dancer in general. But also a dancer who was in Step Up All In, Celestina.
Celestina, you didn't get Celestina.
Yes, we got Celestina. She was twerking in the movie, and she had some nice moves. And I got to tell you right now,
I believe three times that cool off.
did you actually really see the movie?
I did, and I remember Celestina.
Yeah.
She was in not the mob.
She was in the mob.
Oh, she was in the mob.
She was in the mob.
Okay, she was in the mob.
Yeah.
I thought she was in the other one.
Yeah, other people are thinking where they she was in the Mob.
Well, that's the dance thing.
She did some hits.
She was good, though.
Cement Shoes.
Yeah, and then I saw some other videos she did.
Yeah.
How do you spell her name? Because all I get is Stella Stevens, who, by the way, used to be
Celestina.
C-E-L-E-S-T-I-N-A. Celestina.
Wow, that doesn't sound anything like what you just said.
Celestina, Step Up. Just type that in and you'll find her. All in. Well, she was also in the last one.
I was all in.
Wow, okay.
No, in the movie.
All right. Well, she's also a singer. We've got a couple of her songs on today's show.
Oh.
She was a singer on the soundtrack.
She has a beautiful voice.
Yeah, she does. She's a beautiful body as well.
She's a hottie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and that's one of the neatest things. I mean, you joke about, you know, stepping out of the closet or whatever. When you see these step-up dance flicks.
No, you brought that up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
he said step out.
No, you're the one who said out of the closet.
I was the one that referenced it.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't know what it meant.
But I'm saying that you make fun of these dance flicks, but, you know, if you're a guy and you're a little bit like, well, I don't know if I want to be seen in a dance flick. Number one, you might have fun. We'll review the movie in a minute. But also, these dancers, these women... You will not believe the way that their bodies move.
Listen, if I phenomenal. I'd totally be in one of those movies if I got more than $500.
How about more than $500?
In the movie?
Anything less? No.
Really?
In the movie or watching the movie?
No, be in the movie.
Oh,
if they hired me as an actor and paid me more than $500, I'd be there.
Okay.
So at $500, you'd be there. Or no, $501.
Yes, Dave, my agent.
I know this is great because I have thoughts right now. I'm thinking as your agent, I will get a contract for $1 million, give you $501.
Wow. Well, no, that's not how it works.
Oh, that's not how it works. Okay.
I'm just saying I'm free right now.
Oh, you
oh,
are.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Well, you're
Kathleen, I'm sorry.
No, not that way. Oh. Why do you guys have to twist my words?
Yeah,
you have
I
to
know.
Twist mine, too.
We were worried. We like Kathleen.
Yeah.
She loves you.
Oh.
She's nice.
Listening right now. I'm pretty sure of it.
Hi, Kathleen. You are awesome. She really is. She's a really
she is.
Such
yeah.
a great person. And and beautiful, too, Eric, as you know.
Yes, as I know. I've been staring at that for 12 years, and I love it.
Wow, this has just gone creepy.
12 years.
She's always going, why are you looking at me?
Wow.
Well,
yeah, that's nice.
But see, that's a good segue into the fact that I was talking about these dancers' bodies. I mean, women have really nice bodies, and especially when they're dancing and the way that they can move. Wow, that's hot. I'll just say it's hot.
It is. I agree. I love watching that. I'm not much of a dancer, but I just love watching even East Coast Swing or West Coast Swing.
Yeah.
Ever see that?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I've done it. I've tried it.
It's sort of cool.
I'll
really.
Talk about my experience possibly. And so we've got a lot of other guests as well today. We're gonna we'll also be talking with the director, writer, and director Jesse Zwick of a movie called About Alex. It's got a nice cast in it. Aubrey Plaza, Jason Ritter,
Maggie Grace, who's been on our show.
Yeah, she has been on our show.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Maggie.
Yeah, Siri.
Siri?
Yeah,
she played Siri.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Oh, you saw it?
I watched it last night.
Oh, very cool.
So we've got three reviews of that today.
Yeah.
You'll get three opinions. And also we have on another interview at the end of, or in our third hour, really exciting. She's also a musical artist. She's from Canada. Her name is Mackenzie Porter. She's a musical artist, but she also is an actress on Hell on Wheels.
That's right. I saw her. She has a very nice voice as well.
Beautiful voice, and wow, she is absolutely stunning.
What's her name?
Mackenzie Porter. Check her out.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, she is. I'm just going to say I'm going to flirt with her.
I think you should, because she's probably like 20. Or
I don't know.
Well,
I don't
she
know.
Looks pretty
she looks,
young.
Yeah, she's
21.
Yeah,
maybe
she is pretty hot.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's good within your age bracket.
We'll see
if I can score a date than mine or yours.
Much even
less
if you tripled her age, she wouldn't be mine.
Wow.
I'm thinking maybe grandchildren.
maybe your grandma is free. Can we ask about her grandma?
We could. We could. Yeah.
Okay.
But then a lot of other movies that we'll talk about today, and of course, Into the Storm, Calvary.
Calvary, yep.
Child of God, as I mentioned earlier, About Alex, and The 100-Foot Journey starring Helen Mirren.
That's the one I didn't see and I wanted to. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it was a last-minute decision on my part to see that. I will say I paid to see all of these movies except for one. I only got to see one as a member of the reviewing press. Only one of them. All the others I paid to see, just like, you know, the peons out there who are listening to us.
Wow.
Oh, that... no, I'm kidding. No.
Yeah, the
no,
views expressed on this program are Joseph only. You're not peons. You are great, wonderful listeners.
But I'm saying that that put a little bit of extra pressure on these movies that I had to pay money rather than seeing them free. You know, so
what's the difference? I mean, no difference in your
reviews. No difference. I'm always neutral. But I'm just saying that it's a little bit of extra pressure, seeing as that, you know, if I actually put money on these, this is a test. If I give these thumbs downs, then
Wasted your money?
I wasted my money, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, but maybe I liked them. We'll have to see. Step Up All In, they did not screen for press at all.
Really?
The studio has absolutely no faith in it, but I was looking forward to it, so I stepped out of
to
my house
in.
To see that. Stepped out to step in, yeah.
Wow.
And, yeah, so we'll find out what I thought of that. And, yeah. So, but...
Yeah.
But I also, you know, like we said last week, my graffiti... crawl, right? I went to.
Yeah, let's hear about it. We haven't talked. I don't think last week we talked.
No,
about
we didn't. No, we didn't.
I mean, the question on both Dave and my mind is, was Bobby there?
Well, yeah, that's what we wanted.
Well, I do want to say that I looked around. I was trying to find Bobby. It was hectic there. I had, you know, everyone who was wearing white shirts. I had on white pants as well, white shorts.
Oh, because they
were
writing, write on you. Yeah.
Yes, and people were writing very...
Did they draw on you?
Yes, there were very obscene things drawn on me. And,
give us
and
a description.
I can't. This is family radio here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
But, you know, for After Dark, perhaps we can,
was it
can say some of these things.
Just give us that.
The shirt I didn't even want to bring in because I thought you might have slipped.
The drawing was a three-dimensional where they drew.
No, it was interesting where they drew and some of the things that they wrote, but I looked around, tried to find Bobby. I said, I've got to find the hottest woman in the room. This has got to be Bobby. And I found her. And I walked up to her and I said, hey, kitty cat. I said, you like this mouse? And suddenly I got a slap on the cheek. I got a slap on the cheek. This was not Bobby.
Oh, who was it?
I don't know. It was, she like,
was it
threatening to call the bouncer on me and everything
really?
Like that? Yeah.
You really thought it was Bobby?
I thought it was Bobby, but, you know, so I'd never found Bobby. I'm sorry. I don't know if she, you know, lines got twisted or something, but I did not see her.
She didn't like the mouse, did she?
No, she did not like the mouse. But someone else, I will say that the most attractive woman in the room gave me a kiss on the cheek, and I was strutting my stuff, walking around with this lipstick mark on my right cheek all night.
Get her number?
I have her number, yeah.
Oh.
And you know, also, I have not washed it, so I'm sorry if it looks a little dirty. It's a little brown.
Oh, I just thought you needed
brown,
a shave.
Yeah.
Oh, Eric, I see teeth marks, too.
Oh.
Hey,
wow.
Wait, they're going down his neck. Oh,
by the way,
minute.
Forensically, we can match that up with whoever did it.
You could?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We could get her in studio, can we?
Yeah, okay.
Turn off the lights?
Oh, turn off the lights. Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, really? So, you...
Yeah, I did. No, seriously, I was walking around with this lipstick mark on my cheek, and it felt great to be walking around with this. And they're like, who did that? And everyone's like,
Frozen.
She did... Yeah, Frozen, no. Everyone's pointing... everyone's pointing at this girl and you know, like, wow. So I was hot stuff.
Wow, that's a good success.
Hot commodity over there.
Success
at the
story,
graffiti
right?
bar crawl.
Well, I don't know. How'd the night end up?
Oh,
the
yeah.
night ended up, I got a little bit turned around. I went into the bathroom at the School of Rock. I don't
all
know
right, you, see what I'm saying?
No, have you ever gone
the
to
bathroom?
The
bathroom? With all the chicks there, you had to go to the bathroom and bring a magazine? Look,
have you ever gone to...
What's up with
Eric,
that?
Have you ever gone to the School of Rock, the bar?
I know where it is, but no, I've never been in.
Well, they had this little area for us to be in, and then I went and...
It's a bar? I thought it was actually a school for children to learn music.
No,
that's
no,
what
it's,
I thought.
It's a bar. It's like a nightclub.
Yeah, and on Mill Avenue.
Yeah, on Mill Avenue.
I thought it was archaeology.
Little tiny area that we were dancing in.
Oh.
No, but I've been to the Dueling Piano place
yeah,
over there.
Yeah, we went there too, the Big Bang.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's where the kiss occurred.
Bohemian Rhapsody when I was there, and it was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That is fun stuff.
I was singing, I was singing a bunch of stuff. But so... that's where the kiss happened. But at the School of Rock, I went into the bathroom. I came out, and I didn't know where I was. They had opened another area.
I had no idea that was a bar.
I thought I was spinning. I was like, my mind was spinning. And it
too
was,
much alcohol.
Yeah, too much alcohol.
No, you
yeah.
don't drink, though.
You know me.
You don't drink.
No.
All right,
not.
Then it was something else.
Oh.
I don't know what. I think it was the kiss.
Just a kiss. Nothing more than this.
Yeah. Wow.
Is that how
well,
it
I
goes?
Did get the aphrodisiac book from our friend Amy.
You did, and
yeah.
did it work?
We'll save that for a future show. But
see,
I'll
there
have
was
to bring
no Bobby.
Book in. No, there was no Bobby.
Bobby's full of it then. If she keeps saying she's going to show up and she doesn't.
She didn't.
Bobby, if you're listening, and I'm pretty sure you are.
Yeah, you call in.
Meow.
And
was that her?
So what did you do in the bathroom? Why did you have to go there?
Too much water? I don't know. What?
Oh,
what?
Oh, I thought. Oh. I thought too much excitement.
Right. No. Well, too much excitement.
Ooh, gross.
How do you spell relief?
R-O-L-A-R-E-L-E-A-S-E.
S-T-E-P-U-P.
No. R-O.
No. People are getting confused now.
L-I-D-S.
Okay. Well.
A-D-D.
Well, let's.
A-B-C.
Let's get.
Your turn.
Let's get. Wow.
Okay.
Let's get a little bit on topic for a moment.
Yes.
We'll talk more about all of that excitement perhaps later on in the show. But the song that brought us into this segment is from Step Up, the original Step Up. It's called Step Up by Samantha Jade. And not yet, because we're going to review the movie really briefly here.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about more. But I will say that, you know, I was a dancer back when I was growing up, something that you guys never knew I had a duck. I dance and sang in front of my parents' service station,
right,
Jackass Acres.
Right, that's where you met Pee Wee Herman.
Yes, and I danced so well, danced and sang so well that I got an audition for Star Search. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, but
he's told that story before.
I never made it on
the show. Oh, my God, that's like totally imprinted on my brain.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You know me too well now.
Wow, so you still dance? You still good
I don't
at it.
Still dance, no. Oh. But I wish that I could, like the dancers in Step Up All In. This
Phenomenal.
Is, of course, the fifth installment in the franchise. Brianna Evigan and Ryan Guzman play a pair of dancers who come together in glittering Las Vegas, that's one of your favorite places, to battle for a victory that could define their dreams and their careers. I loved the first Step Up. Of course, that's where we met Channing Tatum. I loved the second Step
really
Up. I loved the third Step Up. Yeah. I loved the third Step Up. I mean, the third and the fourth. So this is the fifth. And this brings together a lot of the stars. Dave, what did you think of it?
Well, I'm going to just give a few comments. I thought it was a very slow, boring start with dance scenes that didn't impress. I just,
seriously?
Yeah. I started thinking how many thumbs down I would be giving this film by halftime in the film. And then the film kept going, and it was kept going slow. Some character development happened, but not that much. Then it looked like it was going to be another predictable plot. Then it all started getting better. The second half was great. It was less dancing, more meaning. Love and friendship was the theme. There were some good lines like, I wanted to win so bad I didn't realize what I was losing. Sometimes you have to just shovel through it. Some really clever lines, I thought. Good
ones. That was a good line.
Yeah, and the theme was winning versus putting on a good show. It was a great reframe from an NLP standpoint then. I won't be a spoiler alert. But, you know, forget about winning or losing. Enjoy the show. It was a great setup for the championship round. Trust, expanding above one's role. Good thumbs up. It rescued itself. That's when it got away from just meaningless dance scenes, like, you know, they were in a fight, to some significance behind it. Thumbs up.
Wow. I'm so glad that you finally gave that a thumbs up, because for a second there, I thought we were going to argue. This is obviously a thumbs up for me.
It was good.
Obviously.
Obviously, yes. You know, Step Up All In appears to finally, you know, the franchise has finally hit a stride. You know, say what you will about the rest of the, you know, they are mesmerizing. I have loved all the previous installments, but they were kind of a little bit repetitive. You know, Boy Meets Girl. What?
How many of them are there?
This is the fifth one.
Oh, God.
That's a lot,
really, it's just
it?
Now hitting its stride. Usually at that point, it's just taking a dive.
No, yeah. I think that it's hit its stride because these are characters from Step Up Revolution and Step Up 3D. And Step Up to the Streets. These are all the characters kind of joining forces. There's the mob from the previous one. The girl, she's from Brianna Evigan is from the third
I like
installment.
Moose.
Moose is my favorite character of all.
Mine too.
They need to make a spinoff, Moose.
That's what sort of helped rescue the show. Him and the wife.
Yes, that is a beautiful story.
I liked it. Yeah, that's when it started getting better.
Yeah,
Moose. That sounds like Grease.
Well, he's a really cool character, and I wish that we
excellent.
Need to get him on the show. And Adam Savani.
Yeah,
he's been the best part of the Step Up franchise ever
Very
since
cool.
he was introduced in the second.
You need to get more hot chicks on the show.
Yeah, you know that's true.
All right, it is true. But
thanks
you know,
for agreeing.
The theme that I saw in this film was you know, you've got memorable characters, but it's all about the struggles that one goes through while trying to convert their passion into a career.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful. beautiful theme that can apply to not just dancing, but any career. It's particularly poignant and completely charismatic, and of course treats us some sensationally exhilarating dance sequences. This is, you know, perhaps the best of the dance sequences that we've seen thus far. I would be okay if it ended here, because this is a great way to go out on a high note. But I really, really hope that they make more Step Up installments, because, you know, it just keeps getting better. Obviously, I'm giving Step Up all in. Thumbs up. I highly recommend you check it out this weekend.
So we got two thumbs up on the show.
Yes. Well, yeah, so far. But there's a lot more to go through. And after the break, we're going to have on Celestina, one of the stars from the movie.
She was outstanding.
She was. So I can't wait to hear what she has to say about her role in the film.
Does she like older men?
I don't know. We'll have to ask her.
Ah.
But the song that's going to take
I'll
us.
I'll flip a coin with you.
Well, we could say, does she like younger men? Because, Dave, you're older than me.
Oh,
whoa.
Great.
Oh, wow.
That's like the story, you know, if a bear's chasing you and you're with your buddy and all you have to do is outrun the buddy.
Run faster.
Wow. Well, the song that's going to take us into this into the break is from Step Up to the Streets, 369 by Cupid.
And you got some passes, so we can. This is a hard one to sing.
No, we can. This one's. This, you know what? I'm going to dance during today's show. Get your webcam on, baby.
Hey, we need a webcam, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm going to get one.
Yeah,
no
turn
doubt.
On the webcam. Webcam at KPHX 1480.
That's right. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment, and we will be right back with our special guest.
Are you a restaurant owner who panics if your AC goes down in the dog days of summer? Extreme Cooling finds that equipment usually breaks down unnecessarily, costing restaurant owners time and money. For this reason, Extreme Cooling promotes and specializes in proactive service plans designed specifically to keep all of your refrigeration equipment operating properly as designed all year long. Extreme Cooling is here to help you with all of your refrigeration needs, knowing that saving money is your top concern. Our number is 623-810-8513. When you want to start saving money, call Extreme Cooling. Do you suffer from not having enough fun? We could take care of that. Pino's Palette is the upscale paint and bring your own beverage studio located off of Tatum and Shea. We're a group painting class where you can bring your own alcohol or non-alcoholic beverage, and our trained artists will lead you through step by step in recreating the featured painting of the night. No art experience necessary. Drink in one hand and paintbrush in another. We are a great night out for any occasion. Pino's Palette. Paint, drink, and have fun.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
More than 60,000 people are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease each year, thousands of them here in the Valley. Thankfully, one of the nation's top treatment facilities is located in the heart of Phoenix, the Muhammad Ali Parkinson Center. Parkinson Network of Arizona raises funds to help patients and families receive the crucial educational and activity-based classes offered through the center. 1480 and Parkinson Network of Arizona invite you to become involved and make a difference in the lives of those with Parkinson's. Go online to ParkinsonNetworkAZ.org to find out about upcoming events, including the largest Parkinson's walk in the state, Walk the Fight, and learn how your donation stays local to provide life-changing opportunities. Once again, that's ParkinsonNetworkAZ.org.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm. ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo and Eric Reinert. Greg and Trisha will be in studio a little bit later.
I've got my hands up in the air, you know?
Yes, you do, because we love the song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the name of the song, Hands Up in the Air. It's from Step Up All In, which just got two thumbs up from Breakthrough Entertainment from Dave and myself.
That's right.
And you know who sings this song?
Celestina.
Who we have on right now from Step Up All In. Thank you so much for joining us, Celestina.
Thank you for having me.
This is a great song. This is the song that takes us into the end credits, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. This is a song that takes the end credits. It's just an honor just to even have that opportunity where they're like, yo, we want your stuff. I'm like, let's do it.
Right, yeah.
Well, I got to say, you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And you're beautiful, and you're a great dancer. And
Thank you.
Just so impressive. When did you start dancing?
I mean, to be honest, I would say growing up, I didn't have that professional training that, you know, when you meet a lot of dancers, been dancing since they're in mother's womb. I just was one of those people who would dance in front of the mirror. Maybe I was, you know, overloaded with a lot of homework, and I'm like, oh, I'm stressed. Turn the music on. Let's just start dancing, you know? And I didn't really start taking dance classes, like, till I was in college. And literally, I, like, let's say 6 months after taking dance classes, I got an agent and started working. And it's really unheard of, but I think for me, I was always a performer, so that's what I guess the agency saw, and, you know, work-wise, that's what has, you know, been my angle, is being able to kind of get on the stage and perform, you know, and especially with, like, freestyle stuff, sometimes, you know, you have a dancer who's like, wait, what do I need to do? Give me something to do, but for me, I'm like, okay, if you turn the music on and I just kind of go somewhere, I come alive. And that's really worked for me. So, I mean, over time, I mean, I've been dancing now, I guess, a long time. But, you know, to be honest, I don't have that training like a lot of professional dancers do. And sometimes people are like, oh, man, you're such a dope dancer. And I'm like, I really, really am, like, honored. When people say that, I'm like, thank you. I was like, because I look at all these dancers who phenomenal, you know what I mean, trained in everything and can do anything you throw in front of them. And for me, I'm like, I just do what I do, and it's been working, you know?
Well, that's even more impressive then, because if you started in college and you're right up there with the best of them. So growing up, did you always have a goal to be like a singer or an actress?
Yeah,
or?
You know, the first thing I actually told my mom I wanted to do when I was a little girl, I said, oh, Mom, I want to be a singer. And she's like, that's not a career. You better go and read your books. I'm Nigerian, so, you know, we have that whole, like, go and do this, go and do that kind of thing, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, and then I used to love to dance and just perform, you know, and like, let's say we even went to like church or something, and maybe there was a little bit of downtime after church and everyone's mingling. I literally would get my friends. I'm like, hey, you sing this, you, like, we just go in a corner and just start making up some kind of production. And then our parents would kind of look in the corner like, what are they doing? You know? And I remember this guy, I don't really remember him from when I was little, but I guess he was like a friend of the family. And, you know, when he heard I was in college and I was like pre-law and my major was philosophy, he was like, really? he's like, I thought you would be like in arts and stuff. And I was like, well, you know what's funny? I'm actually going to be adding on a music business, you know, major. But in my mind, I'm like, I really want to be in entertainment. I really want to be a musician. I want to do, you know, something in arts, but maybe I'll be like an entertainment lawyer, you know, just that whole kind of drive. And finally, while I was in college, I started working in the industry. Like, the way everything just happened, it was just so amazing. And, you know, eventually, you know, your family kind of, you know, especially my mom, you know, which I completely understand. She's just like wanting me to have something that looks like stability, you know, because it is a tough industry. And, you know, it was really hard for her at first, but, you know, now she's, you know, really supportive, and she's like, okay, that's great, you know? But, yeah, it's kind of, I guess, the journey in a bit of a nutshell there.
Well, I'll tell you, if you ever switch careers to an attorney, I would have you as my attorney any day of the week.
Well, and, you know, Celestina, it's great that, you know, you just kind of like relayed that story to us, because it's kind of similar to the story in Step Up All In, where, you know, they tell you it's not easy. It's a struggle, because, I mean, they all have to have these other jobs, all these other dancers, and they really want to win this Las Vegas competition where they're going to have stability for 3 years. So now, do you feel that you're at a place where you have that stability?
Yes, I do feel like I have that stability. One thing I will say, I mean, everybody's journey is different. For me, I think the stability comes from kind of having my hands in multiple areas. So, you know, with music, you know, there's income from that. There's income from, you know, dance movies. And sometimes I still do, you know, certain projects with an artist where, you know, I am dancing or whatnot. And then a little more acting. And I think in my entertainment career in general, I've always kind of done a little bit of everything. So sometimes it was more modeling, you know, more, you know, dance projects here and things like that. And I just found what worked for me, you know, to use that, you know, to use that to kind of break in and find that balance, you know. And then I would also take my money and invest in real estate, you know, just to kind of keep things going. And that's been, you know, a blessing in itself. But, you know, you never know. It is really that hard. I've been in positions where I had, you know, endorsements and national campaigns running, you know, for like a couple years, and that's been great. And the next thing you know, it's like ripped from under you, and I'm like, wait, what's the next thing? And or you think something was going to continue to air, but because, you know, something else happened with the contract. Like, I'll just give an example, like when the whole Chris Brown Rihanna thing happened back when, you know, that affected me, because, you know, I had a national campaign with Chris. And I'm already like, okay, no, this is going to air for at least 6 months to a year. And then when that whole thing happened, they ripped that from, you know, under him, which also affected myself being in it. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Okay. You know, like that affects me, you know. And so you just never really know. Like, you know that, okay, I know I have a, you know, a guarantee of this amount coming in from this endorsement every month or every, you know, quarter. But then something, you know, like, you know, like that happens, and then it's like, oh, never mind. Let me go figure out what I'm going to do now. You know, I got to pay my mortgage. I got to do this. I got to do, you know, so it is one of those industries where it's really, really tough. It's kind of like sales in a way, like where if you're in the sales, you know, you've got to like make those sales to kind of, you know, keep the, I mean, you may have a minimum or a base, but, you know, if you're living above that base, then, you know, you're on the constant grind to make sure you make that quota. And sometimes it's slow. Sometimes it's up, and you've got to like really manage your money, but it's a journey, you know, it's a faith walk too. You know, you just have to like have that positive mindset that it's going to work out regardless, you know?
Yeah. That makes sense that you said it's sort of like sales, because really you're selling yourself in auditions and there's the competition is fierce, like in a lot of different industries.
Well, it's got to help that she's a triple threat, that she can, you know, she can sing,
dance, and
Dave,
act.
As you being my agent, you're really not picking up the slack, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get that
you
going.
Could have been in one of these Step Up movies. Come on.
But you have a great attitude as well. I mean, that's a good way of looking at it. And investing in real estate, you know, with the right location, obviously, in the right time, that's always a pretty good deal. Are you in L.A. or where do you?
Yeah, I'm in L.A. In L.A. I mean, and you know, real estate. I mean, even with that it's still risky. Like I've had those where put, you know, money with friends, and we, you know, got into one property, renovated it, made a lot of money off of that. But then I've also you know, put money into one project and maybe it didn't, maybe you kind of made money from like renting it out over time, but then at the end still had to do a short sale,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And come out the pocket, you know, so you, I've taken hits and then I've also, you know, had some great opportunities and it's tough, you know what I mean? Like you go through those things where you're like, man, I'm trying to make great decisions and there are things that you just cannot control, you know, and yeah, you do have those moments where you're like, okay, getting up in the morning is really tough, but you just have to kind of keep fighting and keeping people around you that will continue to encourage you, you know, because it is really tough, you know, because sometimes people just don't understand. Like, they see like, oh, I saw you on this or I just saw you on that, but they just have no idea of what you may be going through emotionally, you know, and everything it takes to just put that smile on, you know. But, it, you know, definitely it's a challenge, but I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I love what I'm doing. It brings joy to me. Like, even like when you're playing the song, like when I wrote that song, oh my gosh.
Oh, you wrote it too.
Yeah,
you wrote it too.
Wow.
Quadruple
threat. Yeah. I wrote the song. I literally like hit up Quinn, who's one of the producers, and I hit up Jayhawk, and I was like, yo, I need something like this. Can you, you know, it's got to kind of have like a pop crossover, and then I'm going to put like my, I guess you can say like a raga flow on it, you know, and they really just hit the nail on the head. And I remember like we did like the first, it was the hook in the first verse, and then I was driving, you know, and I was like, okay, I want to write this second verse. And I said, you know, I gotta go get a little deeper with what it is that I'm trying to say, you know. And when you hear the lyrics, I'm just like, you know, the other day I was stressing. I'm like, dear Lord, still waiting for your blessing. You know, he says, change your mind, time to grind, about to cross that river, keep pressing. We taking over, you know. And that was, it was just like, that's what we're going to do. And that's really what the Step Up storyline really is. And I relate to it so much, you know what I mean, because it is that. It's so true where you're grinding so hard. I remember working with a bunch of other talent, and we had this project and we were really working so hard, and I wanted it. I mean, I was like, it was sleepless nights. I remember the producer coming over my house and she was like, do you pee? Because I literally was up the whole night, and she was like, you didn't even take a break to pee, like you just been sitting here.
Wow, that's considered passion.
And I was like, oh,
so
yeah,
what was the answer to that question?
And I was like, I don't know, I can't think of anything else. We got to get this done. We have a deadline to meet, like, you know. And then for things not to even pan out, like,
what's going on in the background?
I hear a siren.
There's, I guess something's going on over here. There's a.
It's L.A.
A fire truck.
What part of L.A.? I grew up in L.A. What part of L.A.
I grew up
are
in
you
North
calling
from?
I'm really downtown.
Okay.
Downtown L.A.
Yeah.
I've just been here now, I guess, almost a year.
Oh.
But before, I've been in, like, in the Valley, which is a lot of entertainers who live in the Valley.
San Fernando Valley?
Yeah.
Yep. I was born there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I was born in Fullerton, California.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
I didn't know that. Yes. Wow.
Nice. Yeah. Cali.
Yes.
Well, and, you know, so you are, you were in Step Up Revolution, and now you're in Step Up All In. Again, I just want to, you know, let our listeners know we gave it two thumbs up here today.
And I have to say one thing. It's awesome that you only have one name. From now on, I'm going by Eric Only.
Right? Eric.
Eric well, Only has two Eric. Names. Eric yeah. only.
Skip the only.
Well, see here, Eric, but you're going to have to get a signature move, because did you know that Celestina's signature move is the Matrix move, where she, you know, goes completely backward, just
really?
Like Keanu Reeves. We saw it in Step Up Revolution.
Bullet time, isn't that what that's called?
How do you do that?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I know, I guess it's one thing. It's strength in your I guess your not your hamstrings, but your quads, mm-hmm. and your a little bit of your ankles, and it's like when you go back, you have to find that balance of your weight pushing forward, so that your weight doesn't go, you know, backwards and then you kind of tilt the other way. So you have to find that balance of holding yourself where your weight is pushing forward, so that you're able to hold yourself up in the back and not, you know, hit the floor, but then still go down as, you know, as far as you can without touching the floor and kind of keeping that balance. I mean, it's one of those things, I don't even know how, I know people are like, yo, it's like pretty hard. I'm like, it's just, I don't know, over time you just kind of get it. And I think for me, it comes from my background, like being Nigerian. Like, you know, I also grew up in Nigeria. I was born in the U.S., but I actually grew up in Nigeria.
Aren't you glad you're not there now?
Yes.
I mean, with the Ebola thing?
I know, with the Ebola, it's crazy right now. It is so crazy right now. It's, I don't even, it's, not to go on a, you know, quick tangent, but, you know, if anyone can send as much help, you know, medical aid, just supplies, like everything, anything is so helpful because
everyone's running,
you know,
away from it.
It's crazy. I was in Nigeria the whole month of January, you know, and we had a quick conversation. I met this woman who was living here in the U.S., and she moved back to Nigeria, and she does, I guess, like a kind of like a medical, she has a medical facility and basically teaches people like emergency type of techniques because we don't even have what you call 911. So if something happens to you, you can't call 911 and the ambulance comes and help. You know what I'm saying? You don't have that. Like, we just heard the sirens just now. You know what I mean? We don't have that. And it's just, you know, it's crazy. And the country is filthy rich, you know, even though it's considered a third world country, you know, when you talk about oil, all these things. And there's really no excuse. But unfortunately, it is the way it is. And, you know, we need help because those medical, you know, facilities and things that we have are just not up to par. And the ones that are, you know, not everyone can get to it.
Can I ask
for the rich.
Can I ask you? You just said the country's rich. If it's rich, where's the money going?
Into politicians' pockets, into Swiss accounts, into all those other places. I mean, we're like the fourth or fifth. We may have gone down, but fourth or fifth, at least in the past like 10 years, we've definitely been the fourth or fifth oil supplying country in the world. There's no excuse, you know?
Sounds like the United States of America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for poverty. You know, there really is no excuse.
Anywhere in the world, there's no excuse. No.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true. So it's crazy. You know, if anyone can send, you know, any supplies, there are various organizations that are, like, you know, trying to get supplies out there. Please, like, look them up in your, you know, local area. Help out. It'd be great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's crazy right now. We have family that are all, like, flying out, going to, like, eastern parts of Africa, and making their way either to Europe or whatnot right now because it is crazy, yeah.
Yeah, and now, you know, to lighten things up before we let
you
go one more time.
nice segue, Joseph.
Yeah, we don't want to end it like
Come on, it is a big topic right now.
I know, no, it is. That is a great topic, and you know, but you know, just we want to make sure that we leave Celestina with a positive note. And how much more positive can you get than twerking? I think you did like a little bit of twerking or something similar to that here in earlier in the movie in Step Up All In. Any tips for me who, you know, I try. And I think I'm doing well, but I don't know. What kind of tips?
Let me tell you the easiest way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the performance. Remember how I told you, like, if you can deliver the character, everyone will believe you. So all you have to do is turn around, and then you want to look back at it. Just look back at it, and then just shake. Even if it doesn't shake, you have to give the face, and you're looking, and you have to be committed.
Okay.
You got to look at it like, what? Do you see that? And you just shake.
Oh, I like that.
I like it too.
You know, my head doesn't turn that far.
You know, it's funny. I'm on, we subscribe to IMDb, which is,
Internet Movie Database.
One.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at your profile, and then to the right, it has a bunch of different things like Gorgeous Eyes, Woman of the World, and it says Hottest Black Woman, and you're in there.
Oh, wow.
You're in the top 43. You're number 18. I don't know if it goes in order.
No, I think it's higher. It's higher than that.
Oh, I think you should be number one. But you are in there. I start looking at this. I go, whoo.
Nice. Woo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes. Well, and.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, and
wait, did you know that, though?
I didn't know that. No, I did not know that.
Yeah. I'm just looking around. I go, wow.
Well, come on. I mean, if she just talked about twerking, and I mean, everyone in here is just like really turned on.
Climbing by the second.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but again, we are so honored to have had you on, Celestina.
Thank you.
Everyone go check out Step Up All In. And then, you know,
yes.
Rent Step Up Revolution beforhand to check you out,
in
the
mob. There's four others, too, right?
Yeah, there's four others, but she's only in these last two.
Yeah, but you got to build up.
I know, you got to build it up. But I want to make sure you check out Celestina because she has some amazing moves, amazing voice, amazing actress, and we would absolutely love to have you on again.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, if you're ever in Phoenix, please let us know. I would love to take you to one of these bar crawls and you can like teach me
how to twerk.
Yeah, how to twerk. And you know, also give a shout out to Adam Savani for us because we're you know, I'm a big fan of his as well. Moose is a great character.
Yes, we love him. Adam is awesome. Yes, yes, yes.
Fantastic.
Well, and if you do show up and go to a bar crawl with Joseph, he can actually say he had a date.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Hey, I'm not complaining about that. That would be an awesome date. But I just want to learn a few of these dance moves. But so again, please don't be a stranger. We love you here on Breakthrough Entertainment. Thank you so much for joining us, Celestina.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And taking us into the break is another song from Celestina. This one is again from the Step Up All In soundtrack, Turn It Up by Celestina and Bianca Raquel.
Nice. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I want to get her in studio.
Me too.
Or we'll just go out there and do a remote broadcast.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
And it sounds like she needs a CPA. Okay, and we'll be right back.
It's now time for the word association game. Contestants, go ahead. Bars. Meat market. Gas. High prices. Politicians. Liars. Auto mechanics. Rip off.
Guys, whoa, 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 wait a minute here. Not when I think of my auto mechanic, I think of trust, care, safety, and fairness. This sounds like the definition of a friend, which was what Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair achieves with his customers. The peace of mind that comes with a mechanic that puts you first. Located at 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 85018. Call 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Take nothing to hell of me right now. I see you can get up.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you to Celestina. Wow, she was great. And, of course...
Look at me twerking, too. See, yes, twerking.
Is that a twerk? Is that what's called twerking?
That was... I think so.
Oh,
I sounded a lot hotter when Celestina did it, though.
Oh, yeah, that was...
But it looks a lot hotter,
definitely
too.
Definitely better than yours.
That was very good. And thank you, Celestina. She was awesome. Of course, she was in the Step Up All In, and then the previous one,
yeah, Step
Revolution.
Up Revolution, yeah. And this
very
song
good.
Is, of course, from another Step Up film. It's from Step Up 3D, Club Can't Handle Me by Flo Rida.
Why aren't they all in 3D? Mm.
They are, well, ever since 3D, they have been in 3D, which they are. You know, I will say that this and, you know, Step Up and Final Destination, those franchises, are the best to watch in 3D.
Final Destination is great. I love those.
I do, too. I can't wait for them to make the next one. But, the you know, the special effects and everything and the dancing, I mean, they do it right for the screen. They get these directors, these 3D directors.
Like their feet fly out into the...
The feet, the sand. I mean, in this one, the sand was flying out into the auditorium. In Step Up 3D, they had these like little droplets of water that were like, you know, flying. In Step Up Revolution, they were like, you know, like that was when their feet were, you know, coming out in the screen. Of course, Step Up to the Streets, they had they were dancing in the rain. They were dancing in water, so the water was splashing everywhere. So really amazing choreography in these movies.
What's wild is 3D movies these days don't necessarily need to be filmed with a 3D camera.
Yeah, they post-convert.
Yeah, they can do it in post-production with a computer, and that to me, that's mind-blowing.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I had no idea.
Well, you want some, you know, I like the depth, but I like when things fly out at you, and that's why I think that the Final Destination and Step Up franchises work, because there are things that are flying out at you.
Yeah, like blood.
Yes, blood.
In Final Destination.
But not at Step Up.
And sweat in Step Up.
And body parts.
Yeah,
body
that's what I was thinking with the girl dancers. It was like you were there.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, you have not seen twerking until you have seen twerking in 3D on the big screen.
Why don't we go...
Celestina twerking in 3D.
I say we go to do a remote in L.A. and then we go dancing with her.
You can do it in 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have...
We'll do a 3D remote Breakthrough Entertainment
in 3D. We'll have Dave, and Dave. That's 3D.
Wow. Okay.
Dave Cubed.
Yeah, Dave Cubed. Or yeah.
Well, let's get to another dance film.
Okay.
Came out a few months ago. We actually had planned to do our Breakthrough Entertainment's dance show centered around the release of Cuban Fury. Mm. Entertainment One, you know, screened it for press. They were all prepared to release it, and then they yanked it from the schedule because it did not do very well in New York and L.A.
Oh.
Let's find out if it was actually any good. It's
what
now
was it called?
It's called Cuban Fury. Cuban Fury. It's now
like
available.
C-U-B-A-N.
Yes, yes. It's now available on DVD just a couple weeks ago.
It's about Ricky Ricardo.
Right.
That'd be great.
You remember that.
Yes. No, Nick Frost. Of course, we know Nick Frost. He's always with Simon Pegg. Lucy.
And Chris O'Dowd.
Yeah. Nick Frost plays a former salsa prodigy who attempts a comeback after his career was ruined. Yeah, Chris O'Dowd also appears in this film. He plays a... I love salsa, too.
On chips, it's good.
He plays a... Chris O'Dowd plays a... basically the villain in the movie. Rashida Jones plays the love interest. They there's like nice little love triangle there.
Yes.
And Ian McShane plays the mentor in this movie. You know, I have never tried salsa dancing. All my friends, and my friend Shannon, she always wants me to go salsa dancing.
I tried it.
Did you do well?
No. I prefer chips.
I prefer chips too, but
Fondito.
I would like to try salsa dancing, but I'm just so scared because I went swing dancing last year.
Oh, that's
and it
hard.
Was an absolute disaster.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
I will not go swing dancing again, but I'll have to try salsa because what did you think of this movie? What did you think of the trailer, Dave?
Well, I saw the trailer. It actually looks funny. I like Chris O'Dowd. I think he makes movies better. The cast seemed good. I think it's probably a fairly decent movie.
It is. It is a thumbs up. I really wish that they would have released this in theaters here in Arizona, but now's your chance to see it. It's it's a little bit predictable, but you know, dance films, good feel good films, and dance films are hard to come by. Nick Frost is fantastic. This is like a starring role for him. Usually, the sidekick of Simon Pegg, and it keeps you smiling from beginning to end. As it not only prances around with a positive outlook on life, but also inspires conspires with a message about being unconcerned about anything as trivial as how others perceive you. That is what a lot of dance movies are about. Mm. It's a love story. Its love story is a little lacking, but aside from that, it is sensational. If you want to see a dance film, check out Cuban Fury, but not until after you check out Step Up All In theaters right now. That is what we're celebrating today.
And not until you hear a replay of Celestina's interview here live.
BreakRadioShow.com. BreakRadioShow.com. Yeah. And, you know, of course, we're going to take another break here from Step Up Revolution. Hands up in the air. Timbaland.
Is that a city in New Jersey? Is that Chris Crispy's donut factory?
Crispies.
Okay, maybe
Rice
not.
Krispies?
Oh, I mean Chris Christie's.
Chris Christie.
Well, it looks like he's been eating some Krispy Kremes.
Yeah, that's where all the businesses have gone. He's ate
as
the
far
whole...
as Republicans go, he's one of the more nicer ones.
Yeah, well, that's true. Except the bridge scandal thing.
We really need
anyway,
cam in
this
here.
Is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX. Joseph is dancing in the streets right now.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. Look, is he doing good?
I mean, I'm not a dance judge.
I wish there was someone here for him to grind.
If I was working for like Dancing with the Stars, yeah. I would say that Joseph is on it.
So I think
yeah,
I can dance.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480 KPH.